Petersburg voters will decide tomorrow whether to prohibit smoking in most workplaces and public spaces. Opponents see the measure as an infringement on individual freedom. For supporters, the ban is about the right of employees and the public to breathe smoke-free air. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
The measure would ban smoking in bars, shops, private clubs, offices, virtually all businesses where there are employees, whether or not they're open to the public. City Councilor John Haverlick originally proposed the ordinance. He sees it as protecting the rights of non-smokers, especially workers.
60,000 people a year that are non-smokers die of secondhand smoke. And we know it causes allergies, asthma, sudden infant death syndrome. It gets involved in all of that. And I just feel sorry. You go into a bar and you see, you know, like a lot of young lady bartenders. And if they're pregnant, this is, you know, can damage their fetus. And, you know, even if they've never smoked. So there are no reasons for not having, you know, for allowing smoke, especially for innocent victims.
When a more generic version of the measure was originally introduced this spring, a handful of residents spoke out against it, but the council made several changes recommended by an ad hoc committee of smokers, non-smokers, bar owners, and other concerned residents. For instance, bars and other businesses would be allowed under this ordinance to have enclosed and well-ventilated rooms where smokers could still light up. The facilities would have to meet a series of requirements, and employees would not have to go inside them. The outdoor rules are a little less strict than the original ordinance. Also, the restrictions would not apply to fishing boats or other mobile marine vessels, but they would still apply to land vehicles, cars, or trucks that are used by employees. That was one of the concerns Mark Jensen had about the measure. He was one of two councillors who voted against it when it passed in June. For Jensen, it's partly an issue of personal freedom.
I agree with the health hazards of smoking. You know, I smoked for years, and I'm glad I could quit. But it's just too restrictive, I think. One place in the ordinance that talks about vehicles and you can't smoke in business vehicles. I tried to get that out of the ordinance, but it wasn't agreeable to the majority of the council.
Since the city council in Petersburg agreed to put the measure on the ballot, there's been little to no public campaigning from either side. During a call-in forum last week, KFSK Radio heard from a handful of supporters and opponents. One caller, Jamie Plenicky, said she was not just against the ban because she was a smoker.
It's mostly the freedom aspect of it, and also the socializing. In the wintertime, am I expected to sit at home alone when I'd rather be socializing with my friends comfortably? With respect in regards to their rights also.
Plenicky said Petersburg should leave it up to individual businesses to decide whether or not to allow smoking in public. A caller who supported the ban said she was tired of having to walk through a haze of smoke on the sidewalk.
It takes away our freedom of breathing clean air, a basic right that I think we should all have when we're walking in our own town. If people need to smoke, they should just do it in the privacy of their own home.
The ordinance bans smoking within 5 feet of outside entrances, working windows, and ventilation systems, as well as a variety of other outdoor settings. However, it does not ban smoking on public sidewalks in general. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.